Blog Talk Radio.
Arigani, Umoja, Harambe, welcome 2011, Kwanzaa, Karamu, at our common ground. Is an African-American celebration of cultural reaffirmation. It is a spiritual, festive, and joyous celebration of the oneness and goodness of life, which claims no ties to any religion. Kwanzaa means first fruits of the harvest, and we celebrate it December 26th to January 1st, basing it on the celebrations of seven guiding principles, the Inguza Saba, Habari Gani. This is our common ground.
Kwanzaa is a Pan-African and African-American holiday that is a celebration of family, community, and culture. It is often organized around seven fundamental principles, and is a seven-day holiday that begins from December the 26th and goes through January 1st. And it's 7 days to, in fact, teach the seven principles, okay, which are in Swahili and then in English: Umoja, unity; Kujichagulia, self-determination; Ujima, collective work and responsibility; Ujamaa, cooperative economics; Nia, purpose; Kuumba, creativity; and Imani, faith. And so I created Kwanzaa for three basic reasons. First, to reaffirm our rootedness in African culture. Because even though we are African people, due to the Holocaust of enslavement, we were lifted out of our own history and made a footnote and forgotten casualty in European history. And so the struggle we were waging, as Cabral said, is to return to our history and to use it to enrich and expand our lives. Secondly, I have created Kwanzaa in order to give us a time when we as African people all over the world could come together, reaffirm the bonds between us, and meditate on the meaning and awesome responsibility of being African in the world. And certainly it has flowered because of that, because if you look at how it has grown, over 28 million people celebrate this holiday on every continent in the world, throughout the world African community. And the third reason I created Kwanzaa was to introduce and reinforce the importance of African culture and African communitarian values. And by communitarian values, I mean values that stress and strengthen family, community, and culture. These are our strengths. And at the hub and hinge on which this holiday turns, of course, and the central values are the Inguza Saba, which we said earlier, are Umoja, unity; Kujichagulia Self-Determination, Ujima Collective Work and Responsibility, Ujamaa Cooperative Economics, Neo Purpose, Kumba Creativity, and Imani Faith.
This is the annual celebration of the season at Our Common Ground. I'm Janice Graham. Thank you so much for being with us. Tonight, we will be celebrating and learning about the Kwanzaa holiday. It's the annual Our Common Ground Kwanzaa teach-in, what you need to know about Kwanzaa. We will also feature the National Association of African American Artists in their Boston production of The Black Nativity. It is the poetry of Langston Hughes and the music of a community that has celebrated communitarianism for 41 seasons of The Black Nativity. Also, we'll be listening to a message from Dr. Milana Kuringa, the leader of the founding organization of the Kwanzaa holiday, and we'll be providing you with some music from a joyous celebration, a beautiful, beautiful holiday CD produced and written by Mr. Quincy Jones. He has taken Handel's Messiah, and he has put it in the Black tradition of music, and it is wonderful. We think that you will enjoy it. You stay with us because we are about to open up the portal to our holiday season. Thank you for being with us. No calls tonight. Listen and learn. I'm Janice Graham, and I'll be listening for you each Saturday, 10 p.m., Our Common Ground. We'll be back on January 7th. So much for being with us, and we hope that we can extend the spirit of our ancestors and of our future in a vision of collective unity and victorious struggle. In this Kwanzaa season, as a people, we need to be focused on our children and our families, on justice and liberation. Liberation from those things which hold us back from being the resistors that we need to be in this country and around the world. Much peace, many blessings, Aborigani. Let me tell you some things about Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is a week-long celebration held in the United States honoring universal African American heritage and culture. It is observed from December 26th to January 1st each year. It features activities such as lighting a candle holder with seven candles and culminates in a feast and gift-giving. It was created by Dr. Milana Kuringa and was first celebrated in 1966 through 1967. Our Common Ground has celebrated Kwanzaa and broadcast the Kwanzaa Karamu, and which is a celebration, each year in our history. Kwanzaa celebrates its roots in the Black nationalist movement of the 1960s and was established as a means to help African Americans reconnect with their African cultural and historical heritage by uniting in meditation and study of African traditions and Nguza Saba, the seven principles of African heritage, which Dr. Karenga said is a communitarian African philosophy. During the early years of Kwanzaa, Dr. Karenga said that it was meant to be an alternative to Christmas, that Jesus was psychotic, and that Christianity was a right religion that black people should shun. However, as Kwanzaa gained mainstream adherence, Dr. Karenga altered his position so that practicing Christians would not be alienated, and he stated in 1997 in his book Kwanzaa, A Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture, Kwanzaa was not created to give people an alternative to their own religion or religious holidays. Many Christians, Muslims who are African American who celebrate Kwanzaa do so in addition to observing their religious holidays and Christmas. Kwanzaa celebrate what the founders call the seven principles of Kwanzaa, or Nguza Saba. Karenga said that it is a communitarian African philosophy. Let me tell you what these Swahili terms are and the seven principles which comprise the Kwaida, a Swahili term for tradition and reason. Reason. Each of the 7 days of Kwanzaa is dedicated to one of the following principles as follows. Umoja, which means unity, to strive for and to maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and our race. Kujijakalia, self-determination, to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves, and stand up. Ujima, collective work and responsibility, to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and to solve them together. Ujama, cooperative economics, to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. Nia, purpose, to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. Kuumba, creativity, to do always as much as we can, in the way we can, in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. And in the seventh day of Kwanzaa, Imani, which means faith, is celebrated. To believe with all our heart in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. Kwanzaa symbols include a decorative mat on which other symbols are placed, corn or other crops or root vegetables, a candle holder with seven candles, and it is called a kanara. It is not the same as a menorah. A kanara holds seven candles, a communal cup for pouring libations, gifts, a poster of the seven principles, and a black, red, and green flag. The symbols were designed to convey the seven principles: Umoja, Kujijakalia, Ujima, Ujama, Nia, Kumba, Imani. Families traditionally celebrate Kwanzaa by decorating their households with objects of art, colorful African cloth, such as kente, the wearing of caftans by women, and fresh fruits that represent African idealism. It is customary and necessary to include children in Kwanzaa ceremonies and to give respect and gratitude to ancestors. Libations are shared generally with a common chalice, kikungombe cha umoja, passed around to all celebrants. Non-African Americans also celebrate Kwanzaa. The holiday greeting is Aborigani, which means, how goes it? How are we? And the answer is always whatever day of the principles that is being celebrated. For instance, on the first day of Kwanzaa, you would greet your brothers and sisters by saying Umoja, which means unity. So we would greet and say Aborigani, and the answer would be Umoja, unity. Kwanzaa ceremony may be included in your celebrations, drummings and musical selections, a reading of the African pledge. At first, observers of Kwanzaa avoided the mixing of holidays or its symbols, values, and practices with other holidays. The greeting for each day of Kwanzaa is Habari Gani, which is Swahili for what's the news, what goes. What goes? How do you go? Frequently, both Christmas trees and canaras, the traditional 7-candle holder symbolic of African American roots, share space in Kwanzaa celebrating households. In 2004, BIG Research conducted a marketing survey in the United States for the National Retail Foundation and found that 1.6% of those surveyed plan to celebrate Kwanzaa. It generalized to the U.S. population as a whole. This would imply that around 4.7 million people plan to celebrate Kwanzaa in that year. In a 2006 speech, Dr. Karinga asserted that 28 million people celebrate Kwanzaa. He has also maintained that it is celebrated all over the world. My friend Lee D. Baker, who did some of the surveying around the issue of the popularity of Kwanzaa, puts the number at 12 million. The African American Cultural Center claims 30 million. The holiday certainly has spread to Canada and is celebrated by Black Canadians in a very similar way as in America. We suggest that you join and do research about Kwanzaa from the official Kwanzaa website, which is officialkwanzawebsite.org, and you will find the founders' welcome, you will find activities, and you will also learn more about the 7 principles, the symbols, greetings, colors and decoration, the celebration, and the meditation. Meditations are very important. The last day of Kwanzaa is the first day of the new year, January 1st. Historically, this has been for African people a time of sober assessment of things done and things to do, of self-reflection and reflection on the life and future of our people, and of our recommitment to our highest cultural values in a special way. This day, Imani, is a day of assessment, our day of meditation, and it is noted as close to the first fruit celebration. That the idea on that day is to maintain a quiet, humble, and calm attitude with regard to oneself and toward one's neighbor. We hope that you will certainly celebrate Kwanzaa in some way, and that you will introduce it to your children, that you will ensure that our children know about not only their history, but their culture. It is so very important to know these things. And one of the things that we suggest is that children are involved in preparing for Kwanzaa. The holiday must be engaged in as an ancient and living cultural tradition, which reflects the best of African thought and practice in its reaffirmation of the dignity of the human person in community and culture, the well-being of family and community, the integrity of the environment, and our kinship with it. It is with this understanding that we invite you, if you are new to the celebration of Kwanzaa, to join millions throughout the world, the African community, bringing a cultural message which speaks to the best of what it means to be African and human in the fullest sense. There is a profound significance that Kwanzaa brings to our people. It is imperative that an authoritative source of motivation, vision, inspiration, utilizing the origins, concepts, values, symbols, and practices which have brought us safely across. I'm Janice Graham, and I welcome you to visit the official KwanzaaWebsite.org to learn more and to join us at our common ground in service to our community. We hope that you will enjoy and fully participate in the celebration of Kwanzaa, this African-American and Pan-African holiday which celebrates family, community, and culture. The first fruit celebrations are recorded in African history as far back as ancient Egypt and Nubia, and appear in ancient and modern times in other classical African civilizations such as Ashantiland and Yorubaland. These celebrations are also found in ancient and modern times among societies as large as empires, the Zulu or kingdoms, Swaziland, or smaller societies and groups like the Matabele, Tanga, and Ludu, all of southeastern Africa. Kwanzaa builds on the five fundamental activities of continental African first fruit celebrations: ingathering, reverence, commemoration, recoupment, and celebration. Kwanzaa then for us is a time of gathering of the people to reaffirm the bounds between them, a time of special reverence for the Creator and creation, and thanks and respect for the blessings, bountifulness, and beauty of creation. A time for commemoration of the past in pursuit of its lessons and in honor of its models of human excellence, our ancestors. It is a time of recommitment to our highest cultural ideals in our ongoing effort to always bring forth the best of African cultural thought and practice. And it is a time for celebration of the good of life and of existence itself, the good of family, community, and culture, the good of the awesome and the ordinary in a world, in a word, the good of the divine, natural, and social. It was created to reaffirm and restore our rootedness in African culture. It is therefore an expression of recovery and reconstruction of that culture which was being conducted in the general context of the Black Liberation Movement of the 1960s and the specific context of the organization which Dr. Karinga led, the founding organization of Kwanzaa, the organization US. We wish you the reinforcement and the bringing of life to the Nguza Saba in this coming new year and in this Kwanzaa season. These seven communitarian African values, umoja, unity, kujijakalia, self-determination, ujima, collective work and responsibility, ujama, cooperative economics, nia, purpose, kumba, creativity, and imani, faith. Stressing the Nguza Saba is an emphasis on the importance of our relationship to each other and our communitarian values in general, family, community, and culture, speaking to the best of what it means to be African American, African, and human in the fullest sense. At our common ground, we wish you the best of everything that is possible in working through these values to lift our people and realize how mighty we are as a race. I'm Janice Graham. At our common ground, we are talk that matters because we are focused on Nia. Purpose. Thank you again for being with us tonight. And now, Our Common Ground is proud to present the National Center of Afro-American Artists. Production of Black Nativity, a gift to the Boston community for 41 consecutive seasons. It was in a stable.
Did y'all hear about it?
What?
A woman named Mary. And they wouldn't even let her in the hotel.
Yeah, ain't that a shame? A big, rich, fine place. And no room for a poor woman to have her child. Did y'all hear about it?
Ain't that a shame? Shame,
shame.
It was according to the word. There was a virgin girl. You know that Mary, the mother of Jesus, she was wandering around at night. She was searching for a home for my Savior to be born, but there was no room. The hotel. No room, no room, no room,
no room
at the hotel.
At that hotel.
No room,
no room,
no room,
no room, no room
at the hotel.
The waiter
and the porter, Lord, the porter, the bellboy,
the
maid and the cook,
the maid and the cook,
they'll all be bearing,
they all will be bearing
witness and judgment,
witness and judgment
when they saw. Oh,
Did y'all hear about it?
What?
A woman named Mary, and they wouldn't even let her in the hotel.
Yeah, ain't that a shame? A big, rich, fine place, and no room for a poor woman to have her child. Did y'all hear about it?
Ain't that a shame,
shame,
shame?
Mother of Jesus, she was wandering around at night. She was searching for a home for my Savior to be born, but there was no room. Hotel. No room,
no room,
no room,
no room
at the hotel,
at that hotel.
No room,
no room,
no room,
no room
at the hotel.
The waiter
and the porter, Lord, the porter,
the bellboy,
the maid and the cook,
the maid and the cook,
they'll all be bearing,
they all will be bearing
witness and judgment,
witness and judgment
when they saw.
heaven and a nature sing. And a heaven and a heaven and a heaven.
On the mountain, over the hills, everywhere. everywhere. Go and tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born.
Christmas morn.
And so it was said throughout the communities of black folks many years ago. This concludes our presentation of the Black Nativity, produced by the National Center for African American Artists and its founder, Elm Lewis. We salute Miss Lewis. You should know more about her, a great visionary leader of our community. The Boston community continues to remember and to miss her voice and presence. You're listening to the Our Common Ground annual Kwanzaa teach-in and a presentation of Black Nativity from Boston. I'm Janice Graham. Stay tuned now for our medley of music in the Black tradition, brought to you by Quincy Jones. It's Handel's Messiah, a soulful celebration. I'm Janice Graham, and this is Our Common Ground. We hope you'll join us each Saturday, 10 p.m., speaking truth to power and ourselves. Aborigani. In the spirit of the Kwanzaa season and the Nguza Saba, Habari Gani.
Peace will gather round us, sing and rejoice, they cry out. And that he shall stand.
This concludes the annual Our Common Ground Kwanzaa teach-in and celebration of the holiday season. Thank you so much for being with us. Please join us each Saturday, 10 p.m. I'm Janice Graham, and I'll be listening for you. Have a wonderful, glorious, thoughtful, mindful holiday season. Speak truth to power and yourself. We'll be right back here next year, January 7th, broadcasting brave, bold, and black.